Tomorrow is a big day all around the country with the general election 2020, and some communities have turned the date into a time to get together. A couple of examples: the Hawke's Bay Arts Festival with various locations around Hawke's Bay. Auckland's Onehunga is having the Culinary Crawl, a progressive dinner with a difference. And in Parirua, north of Wellington, a Love Local Expo is planned at Te Reo Paraha Arena. Joining me now is Helen Brooks, who's Parirua Events Manager. Kia ora, Helen.
Kia ora, how are we?
Good. Have you voted yet?
Yes, we did a team vote early this morning before we started set up.
Very good. So it's been a busy day getting ready for this tomorrow.
Yes, yeah, really busy day. Just, yeah, kicked off. I think the first of the team were there about 6:30 this morning to get all the panelling and stuff in place. So it's been a big day.
A Love Local Expo is, as it sounds, I imagine. Tell us what's happening tomorrow.
Cool. So the idea was that this was actually planned before we went to level two the second time round. And it was about a post-COVID sort of bring local businesses together and let them show what they have to offer in our city. So they're all businesses that are based in Porirua City. And it's a really diverse range. And it's really them just coming out to show what they've got to offer.
So it's at the arena, and will they have stands and, you know, exhibitions and things like that?
Absolutely. So we were really lucky that Polaris Trust gave us some money to pay for a full setup. So it's got the full traditional expo setup with all the panelling and lighting and all that sort of thing. And yeah, then they set themselves up. And so we've got some people that are literally just showing what they do. And then we've got some people that are selling, you know, whatever it is they do. You know, we've got some people that make amazing shortbread that live locally. And we've got some people that brew kombucha. There's all sorts of stuff. So it's actually brought out some really interesting people in our community.
How many exhibitors are there?
I think we're sitting about 135. We literally have taken up every space we have available.
Tell us about some of the exhibitors that people might want to come along and see that would be good for the kids, for example.
So actually, interestingly enough, we have a whole area that is devoted to kind of the younger kids. And it's got things like our kindy gym. So we do kindy gym that starts at kind of 1 to 4 year olds. And then we've got Kelly Sports. They deliver after school sports and holiday programs. And then we've got some e-sports set up in there as well. I think we've got the police museum in the kids area. Some, you know, rock painting type activities. So the whole area of bouncy castles, of course, there's a whole area that is just devoted to kind of our younger people.
So Tamariki will be having a good time tomorrow in Parirua?
Absolutely. And then the other side is kind of a bit more diverse. So we've got things like Pātaka Craft Market, and then we've got the Underground Bookstore, and then we've got Tuk Tuk Thai, who are bringing in their bubble tea, which is amazing. And then we've got Mana Special Olympics, who are selling Fix and Fog peanut butter as a fundraiser. So it's a huge, diverse sort of mix of people.
I've never tried bubble tea.
Oh, it's really good. It's really, really good.
In terms of craft, who are some of the local artisans that you've got?
Actually, again, it's been really fascinating, the people that have come out of the woodwork. We've got photographers, we've got artists, we've got painters, we've got a lady that's crocheted a whole lot of toys, we've got a guy that's got the most incredible surfboards that he's painted. It's really, really diverse. Again, diverse is obviously my word of the day, but it's a real mix of kind of your quite professional, I guess, artists, and then your kind of home-based hobby artists.
And besides the bubble tea, what else can we eat?
Oh, so we have got Philo. Philo is a really cool company, actually, that's based in Porirua, and they do exactly what it says, Philo pastries with salads. Great thing to do on your way home from work after, you know, a long day. You pop in there, get your Philo, go home, you feel like you're eating healthy. But they actually do, they feed the homeless a couple of times a week. So they use their profits to go and feed the homeless. So it's kind of a really good one to support. Yeah, just all sorts, really.
Well, it sounds like a great day for the people in the area, Wellington and Porirua, just to come and have a look, bring the kids. What time is it open? 10 o'clock it starts, does it?
Yep. So it's 10 till 4 and it's free. People can come in and actually, you know, do a bit of Christmas shopping and get some food.
It's actually good timing that it's on election day. People can vote, they can come along and then they can pop out and vote and come back perhaps.
Actually, exactly. We have Pātaka, which is just across the driveway from us, effectively, and they've got a voting booth set up in there. So you can pop into Pātaka, do your voting, and then pop back and have some lunch and some coffee and do some shopping.
Great. Well, lovely to hear about the event, and thanks, Helen. And I know it's going to be a pretty busy day for you tomorrow, so I hope it all goes well.
Thank you so much.
That's Helen Brooks, who is Porirua Events Manager.